Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're building something dark, useful, and seriously musical. A pirate signal style VHS rave stab in Ableton Live 12. Not a lush pad, not a cheesy rave chord. We're talking about a short, haunted chord hit that feels like it was pulled off a warped tape from a lost jungle broadcast. This kind of sound matters because in drum and bass, a good stab can do a lot of heavy lifting. It can give your track identity, create tension between the drums and the bass, and mark phrases in a way that makes the arrangement feel intentional. It's one of those sounds that can live in the intro, the breakdown, the drop punctuation, or those DJ tool transition moments where you need atmosphere without clutter. If it works properly, it should feel like a ghost signal cutting through fog. Controlled, but unstable. Musical, but not soft. So let's build it from the ground up. Start with a dry, short chord source. You can use Wavitable, analog, or operator. Keep it simple, that's important. You are not trying to design the final vibe all at once. You want a chord that can survive being processed and resampled. Write a minor voicing, something like a root, minor third, fifth, and minor seventh works beautifully. You can also use a minor triad with one note doubled an octave up. Keep it in a sensible range, roughly around C2 to C4, and don't crowd the sub area. The actual low end should stay with your kick and bass. The stab's job is to live more in the body and mids, roughly from about 150 Hz up to around 1.5 kHz. For the synth envelope, keep the attack near zero, the decay fairly short, the sustain low or off, and the release short as well. You want this to feel like a burst, not a pad. What to listen for here is the first 50 to 100 milliseconds. That front edge should already have personality. If it only sounds alive after you load it with effects, the source is probably too plain. Now turn it into a stab, not a wash. Keep the MIDI note short, maybe an eighth note or a quarter note depending on tempo and context. In jungle and rollers, these hits often work best when they answer the drum grid instead of floating over it. You can place the stab just after the snare for a trailing eerie response, or just before the snare if you want more anticipation and push. This is a good moment to make an A/B decision. If you want something more clean and club functional, keep it tight and on grid. If you want more drift and VHS wobble, let it sit slightly late. That little timing choice changes the whole emotional feel. Now let's add the character. A really solid stuck device chain is a Q8, then saturator, then auto filter, then chorus ensemble. The order matters. EQ8 first, so you can remove unnecessary sub and clean up harsh junk before you add dirt. Saturator next, to add harmonic density and a bit of grip. Auto filter after that, because that's where the broadcast and cassette-like movement starts to appear. Then chorus ensemble very gently, just enough to blur the edges and create that unstable stereo halo. A practical starting point. High pass the stab somewhere around 90 to 150 Hz, depending on how much body you need. Add maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive in saturator, and use soft clip if the transient gets too spiky. For auto filter, a low pass somewhere around 4 to 10 kHz can give you that screened, worn tone. And keep the chorus subtle. You should feel the width more than you hear the effect itself. What to listen for now is density in the mids without fizz on top. The stab should feel bigger and more present, not smeared into noise. If the saturation makes the attack smaller instead of stronger, back off. In drum and bass, that front edge is everything. It's the signal burst. Don't crush it. Next, add motion, but keep it understated. The key is instability, not obvious wobble. You can automate filter cutoff across a phrase, or use tiny modulation inside the synth if you want a slight pitch drift or oscillator movement. Keep it slow and small. We're after that feeling of a tape machine being a little unreliable, not a lead sound doing a vibrato solo. A very useful VHS rave trick is to automate the filter, so the first hit of a phrase opens a little more, the second stays a touch tighter, and the last hit blooms again for the turn into the next section. That gives the stab a narrative arc. It's still one sound, but now it speaks in phrases. Why this works in D&B is simple. The drums and bass already occupy so much energy that your melodic identity needs to live in the mid-range and in the timing. The stab doesn't need to be huge. It needs to be readable, characterful, and precise. Once the sound is close, print it to audio. Freeze, flatten, resample. Whatever gets you there. This is where the real pirate character happens. Audio editing gives you things MIDI won't give you as naturally. Micro timing shifts, reverse pickups, tiny cuts, and tape style degradation. Treat it like material, not a preset. Trim the front so the transient hits hard. If there's a click, give it a tiny fade in. Cut the tail so it doesn't cloud the next drum hit. Then try duplicating a hit and reversing a short slice into it. That one move can instantly make the stab feel like it's arriving from somewhere strange. What to listen for here is whether the stab still feels like a signal burst after printing. If the audio version gives you the right haunted broadcast energy, stop overworking it. That's an important discipline in this style. Too much polishing can kill the pirate illusion. Now put it in context with the drums. This is where it stops being sound design and starts becoming arrangement. Try a simple two-bar pattern. Maybe the stab hits on the end of 2 in bar 1, then on the end of 4 in bar 2. Or let it answer the snare on the back end of the phrase. The goal is to make the drums and stab feel like they're speaking to each other. If the stab masks the snare crack, shorten it. If it crowds the bass, high pass it a little more and reduce width in the lower mids. If there's a muddy area around 180 to 250 Hz, carve it gently. In deep jungle and modern rollers, clarity wins. A stab that frames the groove is much better than one that just sits on top of everything. A really effective advanced move is to split the sound into a core and an atmosphere layer. The core should be mono or close to mono, short, punchy, and mid-forward. That's your attack and chord identity. The atmosphere layer can be wider, more filtered, and touched with a little delay or reverb. That's your VHS haze. For the atmosphere layer, try EQ 8, delay, reverb, and utility. High pass it pretty hard, maybe around 250 to 400 Hz or even higher if the mix is busy. Keep the delay short and rhythmic. Keep the reverb short to medium, not a huge wash. Then check width with utility. If it gets vague, pull it back. This split is really useful in DNB, because you often need something that feels huge in the mids but still leaves the low end completely alone. The core gives you impact. The atmosphere gives you cinema. Now, don't skip mono checking. Seriously, this is where a lot of cool stabs fall apart. Use utility and collapse the sound to mono. The chord identity should still be there. The attack should still read. The atmosphere can collapse gracefully, but the core must survive. If the mono version gets thin, reduce chorus depth, narrow the stereo image, and keep movement in the filter instead of relying on width. Anything below roughly 150 to 200 Hz in the stab should be treated with caution. In club DNB, stereo low end is usually a liability unless you really know why it's there. At this point, start thinking like an arranger. The stab needs to be a phrase object, not just a cool sound. Use it as a structural signal. Maybe in the intro it appears once every 8 bars, filtered and mysterious. In the pre-drop, it comes in more often. In the drop, it becomes a response to the drums. In the breakdown, one printed tail or reversed fragment can become the atmosphere. Then in the second drop, change one detail so it feels like a return with a consequence. That one detail could be a higher register, a shorter tail, a more degraded print, or a slightly altered rhythm. You do not need a new sound, you need a new role. Why this works in DNB is because the dancer floor responds to contrast and return. If the stab appears too often, it turns into wallpaper. If it comes back at the right phrase boundaries, it becomes a cue for energy shift. That's powerful stuff. For the bus, you've got two good finish directions. One is rawer, light saturation, narrower image, shorter tail. Great for aggressive rollers and tracks that already have heavy bass design. The other is more broadcast-like, a little more chorus, a short filter delay, and a degraded reverb print. That's ideal for deeper jungle atmosphere and narrative intros. A gentle glue compressor on the bus can help, but don't flatten the transient. A few dB of gain reduction is plenty if you need it. If the stab loses bite, reduce compression before you add more drive. The front edge is what sells the hit. One very useful coach habit is to print several versions. A clean core print, a degraded print, a DJ tool version with cuts and reverses. Maybe even one version that is slightly too dry and one that is slightly too wet. In the mix, the right amount of atmosphere is often somewhere between them, and having both printed makes the decision faster. A few mistakes to avoid: don't make it too wide from the start, don't leave too much low mid energy and 150 to 350 Hz zone, don't use a long release like it's a pad, don't oversaturate until the attack collapses, and don't trust stereo alone without checking mono. Also, if the stab is on every bar with no phrasing logic, it loses purpose fast. It should feel like punctuation, not decoration. If you want it darker and heavier, keep the top end imperfect on purpose. A little tape-like edge can feel more authentic than pristine brightness. If the stab gets brittle, tame the 6 to 10 kHz region instead of trying to make it shiny. And if the break is already full of chopped snares and hats, make the stab shorter, darker, and more centered. Let the drums have the spotlight. The stab should support the groove, not crowd it. So here's your quick practice challenge. Build one functional pirate signal style stab using only stock Ableton devices. Make a core version and an atmosphere version. Keep the core mostly mono. Print at least one reversed pickup or cut edit. Then place both versions in a 4-bar drum and bass loop with bass present, and give the second version a clearly different role in the next 4 bars. As you work, ask yourself a few honest questions. Can you still hear the chord identity when the bass line enters? Does it feel like a phrase marker rather than a pad? Does the mono check still preserve the core hit? And if you remove the stab, do you lose useful information about the track structure? That's the test. Not whether it sounds big in solo, whether it improves the arrangement when the whole tune is playing.